朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
弟兄姊妹们，您知道吗？这是一个末世的景象。
This is the end times.
啊，末世景象就是这样子的。
This is what is called end times.
而且不法的事情会越来越多。
There are a lot of illegal things, a lot of unjust things.
我就举一个小小的例子。
Let me just give you an example.
美国几十年前最高法院判例就是这个 Roe v. Wade 啊，说在联邦的层面上面，这个堕胎是合法的。
Several decades ago, abortion was legal on the federal level.
对我们基督徒来讲。
For our Christians.
圣经清清楚楚明明的讲。
In the Bible, it says very clearly.
母腹当中的 baby 是不是生命，弟兄姊妹。
Babies in the womb, are they lives?
不单是生命，而且是最无辜的，最宝贵的这个生命啊。
They're not only just lives, they're most innocent and precious lives.
啊。所以有时候今天说我们要为那些不能为自己讲话的人去讲话，那妈妈肚子里面的 baby 就是啊。
Now people say, oh, let's represent people who can't speak for themselves. Well, now babies are one of those.
那么前两年美国最高法院终于在联邦层面把这个 Roe v. Wade 推翻了。
Few years ago, the ruling was vetoed for abortion.
By the Supreme Court.
Supreme Court.
那我们基督徒，我们感谢赞美神。
Praise the Lord.
其实这样一个判例也只不过是什么呢？就是在州的一层，让各州去决定。
This ruling really is to ask the state to rule it.
啊，那么我们也看到很多一些比较自由化的州，立刻他们就用民主啊来通过，说我们保护所谓堕胎的权利。
And in some liberal states, they have state laws to say we're going to protect the privilege of abortion.
像所谓的这个 pro-choice 不是 pro-choice， 是 pro-killing babies。
So-called pro-choice is really not pro-choice, it's pro-killing babies.
如果我们知道在妈妈肚子里面的生命，那么小的时候就已经有心跳，跟妈妈的血型就是不同的，她是一个被神所爱的一个人。
We know that babies in mommy's wombs, they have its own blood type, it has its own heartbeat, they're really its own creature.
我们怎么能够残忍地把她杀害？
How can we kill such a living creature?
但是这一次大选要来，在各级不单是从最高的选举，我看到好多的广告是说什么呢？说我们去投票是用这个所谓保护堕胎去吸引大家去投票。
And nowadays elections, this has become a card that people take to the community and say, to attract more votes.
有多少人说我们要自由，我们要我们自己的这个权利。
There are many people says that I want privileges, I want freedom.
但是那是一个什么样的权利啊？
But what kind of freedom and privilege that is?
是一个剥夺无辜生命的一个权利。
It is privilege that kills.
今天的这个国家怎么已经变成这个样子？
How come our country has become this way?
马太福音第二十四章说，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
In Matthew, it says, but he who endures to the end shall be saved.
有多少人能够真正的坚持到最后？
How many people can endure to the end?
我们不受这个世俗潮流的影响。
And not be affected by the worldly trend.
我们能够真正的忠于圣经的教训，属神的真理和原则呢？
And to be loyal to what the Bible is teaching.
我们看到这个教会在堕落，在衰败。
We see the church is going downhill.
甚至有的时候也有人说
，Sometimes people say，
哎呀，我们不要再去坚持那些了啊！我们要去迎合这个世界啊！不要好像处处跟这个世界在作对。
Let's not insist on all of our rules, and then looks like we're being enemies of the world.
但是我更觉得
，But I think，
就是因为教会的软弱，就是因为教会不敢为真理发声。
It is because of the weakness of some churches that we are afraid to.Defend ourselves.
这个国家这个社会才堕落到今天这样一个地步。
And the country has become in this way.
让我能够持守并且持守到底。
Let's uphold the Bible and endure it.
让我们不要半途而废，不要随流失去。
Let's not give up in the middle of it.
我曾经读到过一个小故事。
I've seen a little story I want to share here.
有一个人就讲到说，他有一个朋友呢，读完了博士的学位。
There was a friend of mine who was finishing his doctorate degree.
那么就把这个博士的论文，当然大家知道印得非常精美，博士的论文写出来，然后就摆在图书馆里面了。
So they print out the doctorate thesis and is going to put it in the library.
啊。那么这个作者呢，就在这个博士论文的最后一页里面加了一张$100的钞票。
Author put a bill of $100 at the last page of its thesis.
然后这个作者呢，每年都到学校的图书馆去看一下。
Author goes to the university library and then take a look at it every single year.
看看呢，这个自己最后论文最后一页的这个钞票还在不在。
And to see if it's still there.
18年过去
,18 years later,
那张$100的钞票还在那里。
That is still there.
就是说可能有人有 check out 的，拿这个论文翻两页看一看。
There may be people who goes in there and see the thesis and take a look.
有用的引用一下子。
And some people will quote on it.
匆匆的这样翻一翻，浏览浏览。
And just look it through really fast.
但是呢，就我们不敢说绝对，很大很大的可能没有一个人看到最后一页。
Most of the chance it never flipped it to the last page.
今天弟兄姊妹们，我们不是开始有多好，我们是不是能够真正 finish 而且 finish well?
Now, brothers and sisters, it is important to have a good start, but can we go all the way to the end?
这是今天我们一开始就已经读过的这个经文。
This is the passage we read.
保罗说我还有末了的话 finally.
Finally, Paul says here.
愿弟兄们都喜乐，要做完全人，要受安慰，要同心合意，要彼此和睦。如此仁爱和平的神必常与你们同在。你们亲嘴问安，彼此务要圣洁。众圣徒都问你们安。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。
Brethren, farewell, become complete. Be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss.All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
在以弗所书第六章也有一段末了的话。
In Ephesians chapter 6, there's also a word of final.
那么因为时间的关系呢，请姐妹就来单读英文就可以了。
Finally, my brethren, the strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.For we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
这段经文我们大家都很熟悉，要穿起属灵全副军装。
Let's wear the armor of the Spirit.
那么腓立比书第四章，这里还有叫未尽的话，也是 finally。
And in Philippians 4 is also finally.
啊，你看，真是 last but not least.
Last not the least.
啊，那这一段呢，我就读中文啊，大家可以看英文。凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行。赐平安的神就必与你们同在。啊，那么。还有啊，帖撒罗尼迦前书，我还有话说。
There's more in First Thessalonians.
啊，我们再请姐妹来读英文。
Finally, then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God.
这些末了的话，这些余下的话给余下的人，实际上都是非常非常的叫语重心长啊 ，serious and heartfelt words.
Yeah, those final words.
那我再给大家看帖撒罗尼迦后书，我还有话说，弟兄们，请为我们祷告，好叫主的道理快快行开，得到荣耀，正如在你们中间一样。
Second Thessalonians also has this final words.
刚才我们已经提到提摩太后书，这真的是第四章，就是保罗所写的最后最后的话了。
Second Timothy chapter 4, we have those final words we mentioned earlier.
一方面保罗讲到他的孤单，余下的不多。
One end, Paul talks about nobody has been there except for Luke.
那么第八节实际上这里也有一个 finally 从此以后
verse 8 here there's also a finally here
那这个从此以后英文的翻译是 finally 实际上在保罗的心意当中它是带着一种的盼望大家有没有注意到
English is finally in Chinese is expresses a hoping and looking forward
余下的实际上是非常美好的
what's remain is very, very good
有一个更美好的一个盼望就要实现。
There's a better hope that's down the road.
那么呢我们知道圣经啊如果我们知道这个最后的话很重要我们知道圣经里面这个最后的话那也很关键。
We know that the final words in the Bible, it is really important too.
我们看圣经两处最后话一个是旧约圣经里面最后的话。
Final words in Old Testament.
在这里马拉基书第四章最后整本旧约圣经的最后的话说看那耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去他必使父亲的心转向儿女儿女的心转向父亲免得我来咒诅遍地。
Malachi also has a word, those are the final words of Old Testament.
那么我们知道在圣经当中这个最后的话呢有盼望。
We know that the final words in the Bible gives us hope.
也有来自神的一个警告。
There's also warnings.
但实际上也带着神的祝福。
And there's also blessings.
整本圣经最后的话在启示录22章是这几节。
Last words in the Bible, the whole Bible, is in Revelation.
还是请姐妹读英文我们大家看中文就可以。
For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the pledges that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which we are written in this book. He who testifies to these things say,Surely, I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. 这是圣经最后的话。
This is last words in the Bible.
有没有盼望?
Do we have hope?
有没有祝福?
Do we have blessing here?
是不是也有警告啊?
Is there any warning in here?
这真的是语重心长啊。
This is wholeheartedly.
好，那我们前面讲了一个很长很长的前言，但实际上已经有很多的内容重要的已经讲了。
Long introduction, but a lot of these were important concepts were covered.
那么在提摩太后书这最后四节里面讲什么呢？讲到有最后的劝勉。
There's final exhortation.
最后的问候。
Final salutation.
还有一个最后的祝福，也可以说是在教会当中最有名的一个祝福。
Final benediction that is famous among churches.
第十一节。我们就不必再读了。
We'll skip the reading here.
那这里呢有两点很重要。这里讲到一个这个劝勉提醒我们要不住的。
Tells us to be continuously.
这个不住的倒不是说保罗不住的劝勉，而是不住的要怎么样呢？做完全人。
Continuously to be complete, to be perfect.
这个做完全人，我们曾经有和弟兄姊妹分享过，他这个原文的意思也很有意思，就是一个什么呢？被恢复被重建的这样一个生命 是这个意思。
We shared the message last month on how be complete really here is to be restored.
啊，那么这个词的这个动词的这个时态是一个这个时态是一个现在的时态。
The verb here is really present tense.
啊，也就是说我们要做完全人，不是我们已经被恢复，已经得到完全了。保罗自己也说，说我不是已经完全了。
It's not that we are restored, and Paul said that he is not restored.
这里指的是我们在被恢复的过程当中，不断的被恢复。
It's a process being restored continuously.
哎，就是很有名的这个例子，就是这个 Ruth Graham 葛培里的牧师的这个太太Ruth 就说到说你开车看到高速公路上有一段的什么呢？这个修路的地带过去以后就有一个牌子说 End of construction, thanks for your patience.
There's a famous sharings from Pastor Ruth's wife, Ruth.
Billy Graham's wife, Ruth Graham.
She was saying that after you pass a little pothole,
construction area,
construction on the highway, and then you see a sign. Be careful.
那么呢，他说把这个牌子刻在我的墓碑上。
I'll put this on my grave.
Tombstone.
Tombstone.
那后来真的刻在他的墓碑上。
Yeah, and then she actually did it.
有弟兄姊妹去看过吗
？Anybody saw that?
在 Charlotte.
In Charlotte.
有人去看过。我们的一生就是一个被不断的重建修复啊，像这个公路的这个一段的 construction area 一样，就是这个概念。
Our whole life is a concept of similar, which is restoring continuously.
啊，那么这样一个不断被完全的生命是喜乐的，是弟兄姊妹我们要受安慰的，是同心合意的，是彼此和睦的这样一种的生命。
And this kind of life is the joyful and of a good comfort of one mind and in peace.
在这个末世面对征战的这样一个时代
，In this end time,
啊，弟兄姊妹的同心合意是极其的重要。
And to be of one mind is exceptionally important for brothers and sisters.
我们中国人有一个成语啊，叫兄弟同心，其利断金。
There's an old Chinese saying, brothers are of one mind can cut through metal.
Amen.
Amen.
是这样的有力量。
Very powerful.
当我知道我们是面临着极其严峻的征战，教会里面大家一定要同心，一定要和睦。
When we are facing conflicts and troubles, everybody really need to be on one mind.
下面保罗还有这样一个最后的问候。
There's a final salutation from Paul, Apostle Paul.
那对这一句的理解呢，常常专注在亲嘴问安上面。
Usually people just pay attention to this greeting kiss.
他说这个我们今天难道尤其是弟兄跟弟兄见面，我们还 kiss 吗？亲嘴问安吗？
Really kissing each other when we're greeting each other among brothers and sisters.
实际上这里的强调是后边的一半叫什么？务要圣洁。
The emphasis in the second part of it, which is the holiness.
哎，当时的风俗习惯，但见面呢有问安。
It was a custom of that time that you had to kiss.
哎，这个问安就是亲嘴。
Yeah, to greet.
哎，那今天呢，大家见面实际上已经不是用这样一种的形式了。
And today we believers fellowship, we should really not do so.
啊，今天我们见面的问安是什么呀？互相问候。
We're just shake. What are we doing nowadays?
握手 ，shake hands， 对不对啊
？Yeah, we shake hands.
啊，然后前两年那个又有一个新发明，要这样，是不是？因为在 COVID 嘛，不能 shake hands， 就是胳膊肘碰一下。
Because of COVID.
啊，那我自己个人觉得啊，这个不涉及圣经的原则啊，这个是纯粹从文化的角度。我觉得咱们中国人这个挺好的。
This is really personal, but I believe the Chinese way of doing is really great.
啊，互相一拱手啊，你不管是离着六尺 social distance， 大家都可以问安。
Doesn't matter how far you are, you can greet each other.
好，那最关键不是你离多近啊，是哪怕脸贴推脸，脸贴脸，嘴对嘴，互相这个握着手，或者离着老远这样握手。最关键是说要圣洁，要清清洁洁的。
The most important thing here is to be holiness.
所有的圣徒彼此之间，我们都是要清清洁洁的。
Our brothers and sisters need to be holy.
在今天这个末世的时代，这种罪恶对人的引诱。捆绑伤害是非常大的。
In this end time, the the bondage from the sin really has great influence.
一不小心我们就陷在一种不圣洁当中。
We're easily fall into the unholiness.
这次我们在服侍国内家庭教会的传道人。
This time when I went on the short trip for a missionary.
那么我们当然是说是这个家庭教会传道人的培训会，实际上我们也得到很多的鼓励。
Even though this is a training, but we are also encouraged.
那我问这些的在做这些的传道人啊，有多少人有被什么喝茶呀，有被这个打招呼啊，有被警告啊？你这个问题实际上都不用问，问了都有点显得 silly。所有人都遇到过这种情况。
When I ask who in the room has gone through some form of suppression, they all raise their hands.
那么有一位弟兄，实际上他是国内的一个基督徒的律师，我们要好好的保护这位弟兄，绝对不能够提他的名字。
There is a brother who's a Christian who's a lawyer in China. We're not going to say his name.
他帮助很多深陷灵异的传道人打官司。
He has fought in court for a lot of preachers and missionaries.
那么他就提到，他说，如果要使这样一个传道人，他自己的生命真的是清清洁洁的，连那些逼迫他们的那些公安啊，最后都要对他客气。
If we believers are very holy, the policemen and people who hold them in the prison, respect them.
但是如果要是有的传道人在台上在众人面前好像很冠冕堂皇的。
And if there's a preacher who looks really decent on the stage,
但实际上自己的生命当中有许多的罪，有很多的破口。
But have a lot of sins in his own life.
那么呢等到这个公安这个逼迫来的时候，公安他们瞧不起你这样的人。
And then people who capture them will not have respect for you.
啊，你遇到这个逼迫更加的厉害。
You will even having more trouble.
所以我们要立志有一个圣洁的生命和生活在主的面前。
We really should aim for a more holy life.
当然我们都有软弱，都有不足亏欠的地方，就像我们刚才说的，我们都在一个被恢复当中。
Of course, we all have sins and we are in the process of being restored.
但是这里的提醒就更关键，一定要清清洁洁的。
And here the warning, and reminding is being holy.
好，那最后的这个最后就是这个非常有名的祝福。
And the final of the final is the final benediction.
在教会当中，我们这次给国内一位这个传道人给他按牧。
Ordained
a pastor, house pastor, 在泰国
in China.
那么这也是以前我们这个神学院，我也教过他的课，算是我的学生。
He was my student when I was teaching.
那这个整个的过程也非常的感动，看到属灵的传承。
The process is very moving, very touching.
那他按牧以后，穿着牧师袍，第一次就是怎么样呢？就是为大家有这样一个三一教。Triune benediction, 三一的祝福。
And after that, he did the Triune benedict.
那这样的一个祝福，大家看到有圣子的恩惠。
And the benediction has the grace of God, a son.
有圣父的慈爱。
It has love of the God.
还有圣灵的团契。
Fellowship of the Spirit.
这个地方的圣灵的感动那么英文的版本有的就翻译成直接是 communion, 就是我们这个圣餐的这个词。
And Chinese translation is really communion, means the communion of the Holy Ghost.
那也就是团契 ,koinonia 这个词。
It really is the fellowship, koinonia.
让这三一的祝福与众圣徒同在。
And to have the, eternal triune, benediction.
我们知道在永生三一真神里面有最美好完全圣洁合一的关系。
In the eternal triune God, there exists the most beautiful, perfect, holy, and unified relationship.
我们伟大的神并不缺少什么，也不孤单。
Our God doesn't need anything from us, and is He's not alone.
但他愿意我们来享受与他团契相交的甘美。
But He's willing to offer us this communion.
也让我们一同来领受那最后最美好的祝福。
And let's receive together this final and beautiful relationship.
这是保罗最后的这段话。
This is the final words of Paul.
有劝勉，有问候，也有祝福。
There is exhortation, there is salutation, and there is benediction.
都是我们在主里面一起的互勉。
And this is encouragement for every single one of us in the world.
在这个末后的时代。
In this end time.
做神忠心的余民。
And being the loyal remnant of the Lord.
坚忍到底。
And endure to the end.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。